All right. Tonight, me and Brandon was looking back, Brandon and I was looking back in the computer back there at all the sections that's been done, and we're almost positive that this section what got skipped over, and because it's not in the computer, we looked everywhere, and Brenda takes good notes on who did what, and she didn't have anything on it. So this is the number 8, Psalms 119, 57 through 64. And if somebody did do that and we just couldn't find it, well, I'm redoing it again. As I was reading it, and starting to study it, for some reason I could hear in my mind, I told Brenda, I said, I hear Brandon quoting that first verse. Now, maybe that's what I remembered. I just remembered him talking about the fact that thou art my portion, and it just really stuck with me. But I didn't remember if he had done this section or if he had preached a message and used that. Anyway, Brandon did what? Well, some reason we didn't have it back on the computer. So, well, we are. Either we do it again tonight or we don't do none. Okay, y'all will get my perspective from this one.
Play it again, Sam.
Play it again, Sam. All right. Well, the title of this section is, and I looked it up on several different deals or everything I could find on the pronunciation, and the closest one that I could find was het. And you kind of say the H from the back of your throat. It's like het. And another place said ket. Another, so anyway, it's the 8th letter of the Hebrew alphabet. Yeah. It represents the concept of life and is associated with vitality, health, and the life force. This was in the definition that I read. It is linked to the idea of portion or inheritance. The concept of life represented by het extends beyond physical existence to include spiritual renewal and eternal life through faith in God. So, what was that? Okay. She said her mama wouldn't let her say that word. Y'all gonna get me tickled now. I can't carry on. All right, we're going to start with verse 57. It says, thou art my portion, O Lord. I have said that I would keep thy words. You know, God is our portion. And if we have given our life to him and accepted him as our Savior, he's our portion and he is our inheritance. Because what better thing to inherit but him and where he, the place that he is making for us to go and be with him forever. And that, what an inheritance. I don't know of any inheritance that would be, that can even compare of any kind that can compare to the inheritance of inheriting him and inheriting the place where where we will be going when this life is over. And you know, there's a key to that. It says that I would keep thy words. And that's a key to our inheritance, is we have to keep the word. We have to keep his word and keep it in our heart and live by that word. If you don't live by the word, you're not keeping his words. Psalm 16:5 says, "The Lord is the portion of mine inheritance and of my cup. Thou maintainest my lot." Psalm 73:26 says, "My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." Forever. Do we really understand what that means? What forever means? You know, I've always said the hard part for me about forever is God was forever that way too. And that I really can't imagine. I can kind of fathom a little bit in my little finite mind forever forward. But forever backward? That God always was? Well, where was his beginning? He didn't have one. He had no beginning. And he has no end. Forever. Wow. And we get to be with him forever. As long as we keep his words. Lamentations 3:24 says, "The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him." Wow. You know, like the song says, all our hope is in you, Lord.
Amen.
All our hope is in you.
Yeah.
And we have to continue in that daily. Joshua 24:15 says, "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell." He was talking to the children of Israel. But Joshua said, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." And you know, I think we've got that scripture on our walls in several places in our home, because I really mean that. It's for me and my house. We're going to serve the Lord. And we're going to do it to the best of our ability and with everything that we have, because I intend on being there when that day comes that he either takes me out of this world or the rapture takes place, whatever. I intend on being with him. That's not only my goal, but I don't have any doubts about that, because I feel secure in my salvation. I feel secure in what God has given me, that he has forgiven me of my sins. And do I fail? Do I stumble? Do I mess up? Yes. Every day we have to, you know, some people believe that once you've repented, you don't ever have to repent again. Well, I can't hardly follow that, because, I mean, yes, repentance is kind of from now on, but yet I don't want to take that chance. Because I mess up all the time. So it's just easier and better, I feel, just to, what harm does it do? Lord, forgive me. I messed up. Even if it doesn't count for anything, well, it does to me. It does to me, because it lifts that burden off of my chest. So we have to choose between the world and the Lord. And you know, we can't hold on to the world and receive our portion. Because the things of this world, they're for a season. They're only for a season of our life. And once life is over, all of that stuff's gone. Even if I go before the rapture, people who have gone before us, you know, the things of the world in their time didn't go with them. The only hope and the only thing that lasted with them was what they had between them and the Lord. That's all. Psalms 119:106 says, I have sworn and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. You know, some people says, well, it's hard to live for God. Well, it depends on how you handle your life. It's not, if we strive to keep his word and we strive and we stay in that word and keep it in our heart, well, it's not that hard. And it's hard to keep from messing up. It's hard to keep from making mistakes and sometimes doing things that I shouldn't do or saying something I shouldn't have said. But if I'm keeping myself in that word, then it's not, and thinking on him. You know, if you think on him, you're not going to mess up as much. Because you can't make those terrible mistakes. Now, slipping off over there and saying something you shouldn't have said, well, we're human. But I just want to stay in his word and keep my heart pliable and ready. Okay, verse 58 says, I entreated thy favor with my whole heart. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. Be merciful unto me according to thy word. Because he will stand by his word. Always. Psalms 27:8 says, when thou saidst, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. You know, there's a joy in serving Jesus. There's a joy in if you're lacking joy, get right in there. Just get right in there. It don't take long to read. And I don't care where you're reading. You get in the word and you'll be surprised how quickly your life will light up. Because he is light and he is life. Psalms 138:2 says, I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name. That's one of Kevin's favorite scriptures. He's the one that showed me that scripture one day. He said, did you know that? I mean, we all know how powerful the name of Jesus is. But according to this scripture, he magnified his word above his name. That's pretty powerful. When you really start thinking about that, is because, you know, we've always stood on the name of Jesus all my life. I mean, we've always stood on the name of Jesus. But then when he says he magnified his word above his name, it's like, whoa, what does that mean? What does that mean? Something to think about. Matthew 24:35 says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. When everything on this life, when this whole earth is gone, His word will still be there. His word will still be with us. Verse 59, I thought on my ways and turned my feet unto thy testimonies. You know, we have to turn toward Him with our whole heart, with everything that we have. And why not? Why hold anything back? What if I hold something back from the Lord, what good is it to me? It's good for nothing. It's good for nothing. Don't let anything stand between you and God. You know, I don't even know where I was going to go with that. Because it's kind of overwhelming almost to think about God's word. And overwhelming to think about what He has done for us and where we're going and all the things that is promised right here. The promises that he has given us in His word. It's this whole flesh can hardly take it because it don't know what to do with it. Other than just study it the best that we can and say, God, reveal to me from this word what I need to have, what I need to know, what I need to dwell on. His mercies are new every morning. Isn't that what it says? His mercies are new every morning. There's something, if you read this Bible through 1,000 times, every time you get in there, you'll find something new. Something special every time. Some of the verses that I've heard all of my life, I have got back in there or ran across that verse and read it again and think, wow, that's different. It's amazing. You know why? The living word. The living word. Okay, Lamentations 3 and 40 says, let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. In other words, look in the mirror. Search our ways. Turn again to the Lord. Ezekiel 18:28 says, because He considereth and turneth away from all His transgressions that He hath committed, He shall surely live. He shall not die. That's a promise of that forever right there. If we turn away from our transgressions. Haggai 1 and 5 says, now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Make your ways sure and true. And the only way to make our ways sure and true, again, is by the Word of God. Following the Word of God. Following what He said. 2 Corinthians 13 and 5 says, examine yourselves, whether ye be in the faith, prove your own selves. Wow. We can prove our own selves. According to this, according to the word. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except ye be reprobates. If He's not in you, you're a reprobate. That goes for all of us. Okay, verse 60 says, I made haste and delayed not to keep thy commandments. You know, I was out mowing today, and And I was talking to the Lord. I said, Lord, I want to be everything that you intended for me to be. And I said, if I'm not walking the path that you intended for me to walk, show me that way. Show me that path that I can get over there on it. Because I don't want to stray from the path that you intended for my life. Because we all have a purpose. We all have purpose. It doesn't matter who you are, where you live, what your status is in this world. Matters nothing. What matters is that we're walking in the way that he intended us to walk. And I said, Lord, I want to be in your will. I want to be in your perfect way. And if I'm not, show me so that I can make it right. And I have the ability to make it right when he shows me the right way. I just pray that I'm doing my best to walk the way he wants me to walk. Ecclesiastes 9 and 10 says, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with all thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whither thou goest. We are going to go by the grave. That's what the Bible says. Unless the rapture takes place and we go that way. Other than that, we're all going by the grave. And we can't, all of those things that we can do or have or whatever is not going with us. It's like, I think it's Lydia that says, you won't find no U-Haul trailer behind the hearse. Because it's not, no matter what it is. Oh, I got to tell this. Y'all probably heard it before. This rich man, before he died, he told his wife, he said, no matter what you do, I want all of my money in my casket when you bury me. He said, all of it. He said, I don't want to leave none of it here for nobody. She said, okay. So he passed away. She wrote a check and put it in the coffin. He took it with him. That's kind of funny, but it hits home also. It, you know, not taking it with you. Where was I? Okay. Verse 61 says, the bands of the wicked have robbed me, but I have not forgotten thy law. You know, you can look at that verse in all kinds of ways. The bands of the wicked, the things that come at us, the things of the world that come at us, the people that come at us, whatever they've tried to do to knock you down, whatever they've tried to do to destroy you, and whatever the devil tries to do to destroy you. It may have robbed you of some things, fleshly things, the things of this world. But if you've not forgotten his law, you've not lost anything. Lost nothing. Psalms 119:95 says, the wicked have waited for me to destroy me, but I will consider thy testimonies. No matter what comes at us, just turn to him. Turn to his word. Walk in his ways. Verse 62 says, at midnight I will rise to give thanks unto thee because of thy righteous judgments. You know, I just kind of take that like, be thankful to him at all times. Yes, sometimes things are going so bad, it's hard to be thankful. But he didn't say thank him for the bad things, but he said be thankful in the bad things. Because you're not thanking him for the bad things, you're thanking him for who he is and what he's done and how he's going to bring you through whatever you're going through. Because he said, I will be there. And he will, because he's a man of his word. The man of his word. He cannot lie. And wouldn't want to if he could. That's right. He said it, it's true. Psalms 42:8 says, yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the daytime, and in the night his song shall be with me, and my prayer unto the God of my life. You know, Brandon's talked about this several times, about, you know, waking up in the middle of the night. And, you know, we've all woke up in the middle of the night thinking, why am I awake? Why am I not asleep? And you're laying there. You know, well, what a better time just to praise the Lord. And, I wake up in the middle of the night. Well, I don't want to wake her up. I could just say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, you know, she would have probably appreciated that in one way, but not in another. But you know, I can lay there and don't even have to speak out loud and praise the Lord, because he knows our mind. He knows our thoughts. And if we can worship him in our thoughts and in our mind, wherever we are, whether it's in the middle of the night, whether you're in a courtroom and the judge is looking at you, or you're facing the boss man who's mad at you, or whatever. What you do in here, the devil can't mess with. I don't know where I got all that from, but anyway. The Lord. Okay. Where was I? Did I read Psalms 42:8? Yes, I did. Psalms 19:9 says, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. That's something we don't even have to even think about or worry about, because everything he does is righteous. Altogether righteous and true. Romans 7:12 says, wherefore the law is holy, and the commandment holy, and just and good. Verse 63 says, I am a companion of all them that fear thee, and of them that keep thy precepts. In other words, those are the people I want to be around. Yeah. Other folks that strive to walk in his way. Proverbs 13:20 says, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. And, you know, that kind of tells us that we have to be very careful who we hang out with. You can't just hang out with everybody. And, you know, some people says, well, I got to hang out with them so that I can win them to the Lord. Like, no, that's the wrong way. Yes, witness to them where you see them. But that don't mean you got to go be buddy-buddy with them. And you got to go do the things that they do in order to witness to them. Psalms 53:1 says, the fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. And you sure don't want to hang out with folks who don't believe that God is God, except to witness to him. Don't leave that out. Because we are to witness to them, just not to be a companion to them. 2 Corinthians 6, starting with verse 14, says, be not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? And what communion hath light with darkness? And what concord hath Christ with Belial, or the devil? Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel? And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For ye are the temple of the living God. That puts it pretty plain. As God hath said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. And touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you, and will be a father unto you, and ye shall be my sons and daughters, and the Lord, saith the Lord Almighty. What I thought of when I was reading through that is sheep can't hang out with wolves. Doesn't work. And who are wolves? People that don't trust God, that don't believe in God, or don't trust God, or don't live for God. You can't hang out with them. Because what's a wolf going to do? Going to eat up the sheep. And I've seen it time after time after time that people get saved and come to the Lord, and they think, well, I'm going to go back to my old buddies and win them to the Lord. It just doesn't work. Saw it time after time. They end up going back to their old ways. Last verse. The earth, O Lord, 64. The earth, O Lord, is full of thy mercy. Teach me thy statutes. The earth is full of thy mercy. Wow. Teach me thy statutes. Psalms 27:11 says, teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of my enemies. You know, if your enemy sees you walking the plain path, the straight path, God's path, that he has led you into, when they see that, and you don't stray from that, you steadfastly walk in his ways, after a while they're going to say, I'm going to leave them alone. Matthew 11:29-30 says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall rest unto your soul. Ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Yeah. Teach me, Lord, your ways. Teach me your ways that I may walk with you, because that's all that's important. That's all that's important. And I believe all of us feel that same way.
Yeah.
I hope we all do anyway. I believe everyone here does. Whatever God has called you to do, that's what you do. You don't try to be somebody else. I can't be Brother Hall. Brother Hall can't be me. I can't be Brenda. I can't be Tony. I have to be what God wants me to be. Now, what he wants me to be and what he wants me to do is walk with my wife, because we're one flesh. Because that's the way God intended it. And as long as we're both alive, then that's what we will do. Hopefully, to right on to the end. But there's still a place in there that I have to walk the way God tells me to walk, and she does too. Just follow after him and search after him and search after that word. Put it in your heart. Brandon's pounded this and pounded this and pounded this about get in the word, get in the word, get in the word. And it's a good thing, because what has it done? It's got our attention to get in the word, you know. And I'll be the first to say, I don't get into it as much as I should. I know that, and I try to do better. But the more I think about it, you know, I don't remember when it was, a few years ago, I started reading through the Word. And, you know, I found myself, the more I read it, the more I wanted to read it. And the more I read it, the more I wanted to read it. And it was like a hunger, because it's like, I want some more of that. I want some more of that. Right. And that's the way we need to feel all the time. And so I encourage you, no matter how much you read, well, just read a little more. Me too. I'm looking at myself in the mirror here. Read more. All right. Anybody have anything they want to add or comment? Okay.